It is the review show. Neil Atkinson, Ben Johnson, and Sean Rogers. And loads to get our teeth into from both sides in terms of approaches, Sean. Liverpool do go for the 4-2-3-1/4-2-1-3, first and foremost. Five at the back, or 4.5 for Fulham. Five nailed on defenders, but what they do with Chambers is dead interesting. And Klopp, post-match, he says two notable things. He says he's surprised how Fulham lined up first time this season. And he also said, and this is, you know, from a coaching point of view, he said he was pleased to have had them against Man City to watch, and he watched the full game to see how hard it was for City against them.
Yeah, I think this is probably the third game on the run where you've got to give the opposition manager and team a bit of credit. I think Unai Emery and Arsenal, you know, I think it went a bit under the radar, really. I think leading up to that game, you know, we all thought that in the right circumstances we could give them a bit of a hiding, especially with the injury problems they had. Red Star Belgrade, you know, they've had to lift themselves off the canvas, and I think they deserve credit for what they've done. And I think although they got beaten and could have got beaten more heavily, I think if you're anywhere to do with Fulham, a fan, a player and the coach and staff, ignore the problems going on and everything to do with the manager. Other than be a bit more ruthless with the chances first half, sort of, prior to it going 2-0, I think they did as well as anyone could expect them to do. And I actually think, it's mad, I think when it goes 2-0, which we'll come on to, I think kind of both teams get a little bit of credit without going too heavy on it, really. In terms of Klopp, it, you know, there's a number of interesting things. One, as you say correctly, that they've got the City game to refer to. I think you'll see, you've said it yourself in the agenda, Neil, but I do think that'll be something more common. Chelsea, Liverpool, City, although they do it a different way, they all play the same sort of system. You know, they're all quite dynamic. They all look to press. Similar components to them. So, that you know, you'd expect that teams are going to set up pretty similar against them. Hence, it makes sense to then analyse what those teams do against them. And in Liverpool's system, it's an interesting one. Klopp had a lot of big decisions to make. You know, I think the key thing is Sturridge, Lallana, Matip, you know, go through the spine of that side in Belgrade. I think maybe what Klopp doesn't do is as interesting as what he does. The likes of Henderson, the likes of Keita, the likes of Lovren, they may well have been coming anyway, but I don't think he'd have seen anything in Belgrade, which meant he wanted to put the handbrake on them anymore, if that makes sense. So I kind of think that combination of what he doesn't do, what he does do. I think the 11 itself pretty much picks itself. I think if Lovren's fully fit, he plays Lovren and puts Gomez in right back.